Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Real quick, though, Katie was just talking about what happened when she left the radio station yesterday, and she was walking out with one of the sports guys next door at Altitude 92.5. Mark Mosier, good guy. Voice of the Colorado Avalanche, right?
Mark Mosier.
We love Moj.
He is one of my most favorite people here at this company. Absolutely adore Mark Mosier.
He is so much fun.
Great guy.
Yeah, I worked with him a long time ago, too, and he just has always been that stand-up individual. So
that being said, he's absolutely disgusting. He's a gross, gross man.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell everybody on the planet what Mark Mosier did yesterday as you were walking out with him.
Yeah. So we're walking out the front doors, and he looks at me, and he's like, Mitchell, we have lost our vision. And I was like, what? Like, just such a random thing to say. And I thought he was going to get all philosophical and deep on me, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then literally, we start walking out the door, and I look at him, and he blows the longest, juiciest snot rocket out of his face.
So it's the farmer's blow.
And it is hanging from the right nostril as he continues to tell me,
no,
not our vision, our dental. And I'm like, oh, this is an insurance talk right
now. So he's talking Benny's with you as he's blowing snot out of his nose.
And then he's like, we need to talk to HR. We need to talk to those HR people. And I'm like, no, I definitely do, but I don't know how to respond right now because you have mucus coming
from your hanging out of his nose, like 3 inches?
The longest I've ever seen.
He's a pig.
From a face. And here's the thing. We've had the conversation before because when I go running, there's been a time when I've had to do a little farmer's blow into the trees when nobody's
looking.
But you're
alone.
I'm alone and I can't breathe. Like, that's it. But we're having
a
conversation.
Be a gentleman.
It'd be like me being like, Josh, what you got going on later
and
today?
And you're all, be a gentleman. Don't do that in front of a lady, first of all.
Well,
do that in private.
He's a sports guy and he knows that I've worked in sports for many
years.
You're
one of the dudes. You're one of the bros.
And I get that a lot. I've been called a cool guy with long hair many, many times.
That's good.
So
be a gentleman.
I get that guys, especially who are in sports radio, they just feel comfortable with me.
And this is an office environment. We're not out on the field.
Oh, it was in the front of the front doors. Like,
and then to have it hang there while he's still talking to you. Somebody have a Kleenex around here?
so
here's what I want everybody to do. Mark goes on the air here in about 5 minutes or so.
Oh, no.
I want everyone to pick up your phone. I want you to text or call 303-504-0925. 303-504-0925. That is the hotline to Altitude 92.5.
It is.
And I want you to call over there and just say, what do we want him to say?
Farmer's blow.
No, just say, Mark Mosier is a pig.
Oh, no.
And hang up.
And go, Avs, go. He'll like that.
No, say, love Jeremy.
Love Jeremy.
Call him. Say, Mark Mosier is a disgusting pig. Love Jeremy.
Go, Avs, go.
Call him. Text him. Blow up their phone lines right now because he did the farmer's blow
in front of
a lovely lady yesterday leaving a place of business.
Well.
Mark Mosier is a disgusting pig. 303-504-0925. Blow up their lines right now.
You're going to start something.
Oh, it's already been started. 303-504-0925. Mark Mosier is a disgusting pig. Love, Jeremy. All right, update. Mark Mosier just got here. We saw him unpacking his stuff next door to Altitude 92.5. So, again, if you want to blow up their phone lines today, because he did a snot rocket in front of Katie yesterday, and he's disgusting. 303-504-0925. 303-504-0925. Uh-huh. Text him, call him, blow it up over there. I think I'm going to amend what I said. How about you say Mark Mosier picks his nose and eats it?
Oh, jeez.
Love Jeremy.
Love Jeremy.
Go Avs, go.
Jeremy. Go. And go Avs. Yeah. So. You guys can blow up their phone lines over there and just tell Mark he's disgusting, all right? 303-504-0925.
Love, Jeremy.
Love, Jeremy. We briefly talked about this early this morning, but I did plunk down in front of the couch last night, made the kids watch the historic 10-day moon mission, the launch yesterday of the Artemis II. I'm mostly into it because there's a guy on there named Jeremy and a guy named Reed.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Which is kind of funny. But yeah, four crew members were sitting on top of that candle. They lit that candle. And everything looked like it went off without a hitch. Beautiful launch, powerful launch, very, very patriotic launch, in my opinion. And I was pacing the family room as we watched it.
It made you nervous.
It really made me nervous. I had three different screens going. Like, I was into it. And I was even yelling at the TV. At one point, my son said, "Stop talking to the TV. You're that guy right now."
But you were.
As that thing went up in the air, I was like, go, go, keep going. Yeah. It's going.
Let's go.
It's looking good. Let's go.
Well, a very successful launch. So very thankfully. Successful. Thankfully.
Beautiful launch. So there's a... videos and pictures all over the socials today, so check that out. Tuesday night, is it Megan Thee Stallion? Is that how she pronounces
it? Oh, yes,
it?
Yes, I saw.
She got sick, was rushed to the hospital.
She did. Exhaustion, all kinds of stuff.
That's what it is. In the middle of her performance of Moulin Rouge, the musical, suffering from extreme exhaustion. Get in line.
I know, right? It's funny when they do say when that's what they cite as far as having to be rushed to the hospital. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Just CP.
Let's have her do morning radio for like 2 weeks.
I know.
Oh, I can't do it. My heart stopped years ago.
Did it?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Extreme exhaustion. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That's why you're all crotchety today.
Yeah. Yep.
No, I'm just crotchety with Mark Mosier. That's it. So there's some rumors floating about for Taylor Swift and Kelce's wedding.
I love it.
This is coming from the very reliable Us magazine. And they're saying that their target date is June 13th of this year.
Yes.
Tied to Swiftie's favorite number. Likely location, Rhode Island, near one of her houses. There's a private estate nearby, it sounds like. They want an ocean view. Wedding style and size. They're aiming for a more intimate wedding, not a massive spectacle. The guest list reportedly is around 150 people. Packed with A-list celebrities like Selena Gomez, Gigi Hadid, Emma Stone, and Patrick Mahomes.
Ew.
And Carrot Top and Weird Al.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
I was like, wow. Well, planning details. Random, but... Swift is reportedly deep into dress prep right now.
I can't wait to see what she's wearing. You know it's going to be a showstopper.
She might be in final tailoring stages right now.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Anything else I want to tell you about it? They are planning everything together because it's a partnership.
I love that.
And Ken loved them for their wedding.
I do. Well, I love... She, like, spoke about him at an award show recently, and just the way that she was talking and him receiving it and, like, "I love you, babe," from the crowd.
I love you, too.
It is so adorable. I just love their love. It's so cute.
I will tell you that Kelce is planning a low-key bachelor party in the Bahamas before the wedding, and the timing is strategic. Before NFL training camp starts.
Smart.
The overall vibe for the bachelor party? Intimate, but still high-end and celebrity-heavy.
Oh. I love the way you're reading it.
I know. It's so,
of
like,
of course, celebrity-heavy.
Salacious.
He doesn't hang out with the normies. Like,
they say instead of Vegas chaos, Kelce is doing a golf trip with the boys.
Oh. The boys. Hitting the links, is he?
Anyway, you're up to date.
Yay.
Yay. We have sports stuff?
We do. This is so exciting. As of yesterday, the Nuggets and the Avalanche are both officially going to be hitting the playoffs. Woo-hoo! Again. Let's go.
Yes.
Playoffs for the NBA and NHL both start April 18th. That's close enough. And the Avs and Nuggets are looking for that long playoff push. I am so excited for this. I can't wait. Let's bring two championships back.
Me. Mark Mosier.
Oh, yes.
He is.
Over at Altitude 92.5. And you should be messaging them this morning. Saying Mark Mosier is a disgusting pig. At 303-504-0925, love Jeremy. Let him know.
Go Avs, go.
Go Avs, go.
Also that. Do you want to head back to the early 2000s?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Come on.
No.
I loved that time. Nah. That's when I really did tear it up at the club, and they have a new 2000s-themed bar going in on South Broadway
called
Good Luck Club. I know. I'm loving it so much. So the hospitality group that runs it is called Pouring with Heart, and they describe it as a place where cell phones get swapped for intense rounds of Uno and and Donkey Kong on Nintendo 64, okay. paired with cocktails that taste like sleepovers and movie marathons, but with better ingredients and less supervision.
This sounds like an article out of Us Weekly.
I love it. I love this. Like, again, I don't even drink anymore, but I will go here just to
sounds
see
fun.
The vibe right. of an early 2000s bar. It opens today down
oh, no
again
way.
Off South Broadway. So it's called Good Luck Club.
I love that for bars.
All out about it. I really do. Like, I think this is going to get people down to that area in South Broadway as well because they're looking for, you know, more foot traffic
I
there.
Love it. You have to have
Did
the
you...
highlights in your hair
yes,
again and
the
hair
puka
gel.
Necklace.
The puka shell necklace.
Did you say something about
yes.
cell phones with this too?
Well, I was looking. It just said in, again, the description, it's a place where cell phones get swapped for intense rounds of Uno. So I don't know if they take
okay.
your cell phones. But I
Probably
think
not because they want to be on the gram.
Well, I think it's encouraged to not use your cell phones while you're there because
bring your Motorola Razr.
Yeah. We
go.
Did
your
that's
Nokia.
What we had yeah. and it fell out of your pocket into the toilet. Every girl had to deal with that phone because it was so thin and little.
So thin.
Girls
anyway,
are clumsy.
Okay. All right. How about this next story? The elephant at the Denver Zoo. Oh, it's capturing people's hearts right now. Okay, so someone recorded an adult male Asian elephant doing a circus trick. So literally a
like
headstand.
What kind of trick?
Like a headstand. Its whole hind part of the body
oh,
went
yeah.
up into the air. So it did a circus trick. And people in the beginning, they kind of lost their minds a little bit. Like, what is that elephant doing? But then people felt sorry for it. Like, oh, baby, you don't got to perform no more. Like, they're not doing that at the circus, right? Like, the thing about circuses is they're phasing out the elephant entertainers.
Is that what Richard Gere
humane.
Said to Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman?
Oh, baby, you got to perform no more. But that's what people are saying on the internet.
How do we know that the elephant doesn't love it?
I know. Well, that's the thing is the elephant just did it because it thinks that's what's expected of them. But the thing about the Denver Zoo is they are so involved in, like, conservation. And protection efforts for Asian elephants specifically. So they just rescued this elephant that already had this habit instilled in him. And so they're doing what they can to help with their long-term survival. But it really was just that this elephant was at the zoo and somebody who was visiting recorded it and then posted it. And everybody kind of went nuts.
So did the elephant do the trick on his own? Or
yeah,
did somebody...
on his own. No, exactly.
Then what's
he probably
the big
saw
deal?
Because
He's into
people
it.
Felt bad for him. Like, baby, you ain't got to perform no more. Like, that's not part of your
Maybe
gig.
He was just showing off for snacks.
I know, and that's the thing. Is it like the
I do
elephant,
that sometimes.
But again, the elephant was trained to think that it needs to perform like this. And people, again, if you look into the circus elephant whole story, they are being phased out of the circus because it's
well,
not
it's cruel.
Nice
and
to
I've
the
And I've seen
elephants.
Him hit him with those hooks
exactly.
and stuff to get
so,
him to perform. I hate all that.
So that's how he learned it,
I hate
probably.
It.
We mean, we don't know the backstory
baby,
of this
you
elephant.
You don't
got to
perform no more.
You got to perform no more. You can just enjoy your last elephant years, you know? Just, yeah.
But again, we don't know if he's into it.
We don't know. We don't know. Nobody, I don't.
He could have been choking on a peanut or something. He was trying to get it out.
He was doing the high yeah, point to himself.
I got to lean forward.
But whatever the case, Denver Zoo, just hats off to the Denver Zoo for always taking care of those animals the way that they do. I mean, they go above and beyond, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but this video definitely made
but
it
baby,
the rounds. You gotta perform no more. Okay. Do you want one more zoo story? Or...
They have like a leaky tank there or something.
They do.
I saw. What
so
is that?
The sea lion exhibit at the Denver Zoo. It looks awesome. I was just there when I did the glowing lights or the glowing wild. And you can walk up to it and its entire window you walk up to and you see all the sea lions in their habitat. It's really neat, but... Kind of not. Like, they had to redo the whole thing, and they opened it to the public last May. And the zoo says this new exhibit that they spent $19 million on leaks, it rusts, and
it is
not what they hoped for. So they are suing.
You don't want a leaky
yeah.
tank. No.
So the Denver Zoo is suing RS Architecture as well as Vertex Builders. They yeah. led the exhibit's construction. But the sea lions are fine, and you can still walk up to this window to see them and everything. But
your shoes
make
might
sure,
get wet.
Well, they want to make sure the exhibit lasts for years. And generations to come, so they're trying to get ahead of this whole story. But it is really neat. Like, if you go to the zoo and see the sea lions, that whole
what they need to do to seal up those leaks on that tank is they need to get Mark Moser from Altitude 92.5 over there to fire off a snot rocket into all those cracks and holes on the tank and seal it right up is what we need.
Is that it?
Maybe. Yeah, that's what we need.
You should go over.
Let's get Mark Mosier over to the zoo to get some of his snot all over that.
We are local, so there it is. Can't get more local than that.
No. So if you'd like to text Mark Mosier about that, 303-504-0925.
You're so funny. If he comes over here and just starts banging on
he's
the
not
window.
Come over here.
Oh.
So make sure everybody texts Altitude this morning and calls him 303-504-0925 and just give a shout out to Mark Mosier's snot this morning, courtesy of JKJ.